There were no Ukrainian schools in Violetta Strait's town growing up. She spoke Russian at a Russian school in the Donetsk region of Ukraine. But she says when she was old enough to start teaching, she taught at her city's first Ukrainian school as it was opening. And not long after that, she worked toward Ukrainian independence from the Soviet Union. Today, she's watching from Kenai as Russia attacks her country, and she says she's worried.
My biggest fear is that Russians always wanted to see Ukraine as a younger brother, basically.
Strait is from what's now the Donetsk People's Republic, a separatist region within Ukraine. It's part of the area that Russia declared independent from Ukraine earlier this week before launching a full-scale invasion into the country. Strait moved to Alaska with her husband in 1999 and settled in Kenai, where she's a classroom aide. Her relatives, though, are still overseas.
All my family is still in Ukraine. Some are on occupied territories and some are on freshly occupied territories and some are on those that are not occupied yet. And hopefully they will not be occupied.
She's been following news on Facebook and a Ukrainian news channel and getting updates from her mom every day, sometimes just a sentence to let her know she's okay. Many Ukrainians are evacuating, but others are worried if they leave, there'll be nothing to come back to. Strait says her mom and some of the members of her congregation in Ukraine decided to stay.
And she said that most of the people are older people. They cannot be on a bus and living on a bus for 2 or 3 days trying to figure out where they go. So they all decided to stay and they just hope for better, for peace.
Grigory Weissenberg is a retired Russian and world history teacher from Moldova, living in Soldotna. He was in Ukraine last year, visiting a group of former students for his 70th birthday. They spent time in the capital, Kyiv.
You could sense the freedom. It was nothing like a former Soviet republic. I mean, I returned back and I actually, if it wasn't for this invasion, I planned this year another trip to Kyiv.
One of the students he was with on that trip called him Thursday.
Today in the morning, a former student of mine, one of those students, she called me on WhatsApp and she was crying and just wanted to share with me her frustration. So it's personal, you know, for me now.
Weissenberg says he's been watching the news nonstop. He also knows what it's like to live under Russian control. The first year he left Soviet-controlled Moldova to teach on the Kenai Peninsula was 1991, the year the Soviet Union dissolved. And as a history teacher, he says it's really important for people tuning into this week's news to rewind the tape.
I think the news that I've been watching, I like the coverage. The only thing, let me go back then to my idea, so to say, I would suggest that Americans try to put more history behind the news.
He says that's critical, both for understanding what's happening in Eastern Europe today and to fight the misinformation coming from the Kremlin. But he says it's also necessary to zoom in and understand the human toll. He likes to say history is personal. His home country, Moldova, borders Ukraine.
I mean, the current government in Moldova is very nervous. But that invasion, of course, sends some chills down the spine.
It's certainly personal for the Ukrainians in Kenai. Violetta Strait says the Ukrainian women she knows in the area are all coping differently with the news as it comes.
There are different opinions, but most of them are really shocked. Most of them are seeing it as invasion. Some are more proactive and try to send money and try to spread the news and try to talk to others. And some people are just kind of watching and inside being numb.
She says she can't look away from what's happening now. She was in Ukraine when the country was fighting for its independence, spreading information to people there before the referendum vote in 1991, and beginning her teaching career as the Soviet Union dissolved.
And I think that's why I feel like I'm involved a lot.
She kept up the work since coming to the U.S., doing some translation for Ukrainian journalists to fight propaganda. She and her husband returned to Ukraine to do missionary work and visit family, though she worries if Russia takes control, she won't be able to go back. She says she'd like people to think globally, especially in a small, seemingly faraway community like Kenai. She says apathy, on the other hand, is dangerous.
Turn on your brain, think, and not be indifferent.
When it comes down to it, she says, the world isn't all that big. In Kenai, I'm Sabine Pooks.